Take a deep breath, and choose a crystal. Today we're doing love messages. If you chose this one, this is your reading. If you chose the other one, your reading's up my page. Have a look for a pink emoji in the thumbnail. Hello, my name is Abby. I'm the creator of the Moon and Moon Original Tarot Deck. And I do readings here on TikTok and personal readings on my website, moonandmoonthings.com. Okay, so what's like the energy shifts happening for my green people? A fiery climax approaches. I love that. Let's have a look. What is this fiery climax that's approaching in love for my green people? We have Knight of Swords. Okay, so someone could be coming in quick. Knight of Swords is also someone who's very, very determined. Six of Pentacles. That is giving back. Someone coming in to help. We have Ten of Pentacles and Five of Swords. Okay, I feel like you may feel a little bit defensive towards whoever this person is. Like you may have your guard up here with the Five of Swords. With the Ten of Pentacles, ultimately though, you do have very good sort of feelings for them. They may feel like family as well. Obviously, when I say they feel like family, I mean you just feel very close to them and you'll always have a soft spot for them. Tell me more about the fiery climax approaches. This may also happen at a family event, or I'm seeing lots of people gathered at a house, so maybe for a Christmas party, a friend event. It's like there's definitely people gathering at a house or at a place where there's like family vibes. Does that make sense? Tell me more about the fiery climax that's approaching for my green people. Whoop. We have the Queen of Swords and the King of Cups. I feel like you guys are going to have it out, but I don't think you're going to have a fight. I think you're going to be the Queen of Swords in a very sort of defensive energy. And obviously these can be reverse energies depending on what you resonate with. The Queen of Swords, sort of because you're in that sort of defensive energy and you'll be sort of standing on business. You may be laying down boundaries, sort of needing facts and be like, give me the facts, give me the figures. Sorry about that. And I feel like they're showing up with the King of Cups, wearing their heart on their sleeve, giving you compassion. I feel like if you ask for space, they will give you space. But they are determined, but I feel like they're determined in like a strong, loving way with the King of Cups here. So that's really beautiful. All right. What is the advice for my viewer here? What advice do you have for my viewer in terms of this situation? Okay, we have say thank you. You are constantly receiving blessings from the universe. I am so grateful for blah, 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 as I know this is part of my highest timeline. I think that's the Six of Pentacles showing up here. Like, this is a blessing. This opportunity to see this person, to hear from this person is a blessing. We have expansion. You are being called to more. I am free. I am powerful. I am expanding into my full potential and light. This is about getting out of that sort of closed up defensive energy of the Five of Swords and allowing yourself to expand into this new moment. If you want to go forward with this person, go forward with the person. If not, don't. It's up to you. But this is an opportunity of expansion and being open rather than being closed and fearful. All right, I'm now going to answer your question about this love situation. So I want you to hold a question in your mind and let's get an answer. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, currently I have 15% off. I don't know if I said that at the start for Black Friday, so do check that out if you want a reading from me. We have trust. We have not the right time, and listen to your intuition. I feel like it hasn't been the right time, and that's why this has taken so long, so that's why you can sort of like lower your defenses a bit, because it wasn't something that the person was doing, it just wasn't the right time. Trust. Trust this moment. We've got a fiery climax approaches. So trust that everything's happening for you, just like the say thank you card said. Listening to your intuition. So if you are with this person and you're feeling like you do need to protect yourself or that it's not for you, listen to that. If you're feeling like, hey, I could actually be open to this, or I trust what they're saying, they are wearing their heart on their sleeves, they are being authentic, then trust that. Trust whatever gut feeling you're getting about what this person is saying. All right, let's finish with a self-care oracle to make you live your highest timeline. Act as your best self in this situation. Okay, we have deep breathing, connecting to your body when you're in this moment. If it's making you anxious seeing this person, deep breathing and calm down. We have be still again, calming the body. And then we have make a vision board. Maybe you've been manifesting this moment. And going forward, thinking about expansion, how do you want your love life to look going forward? Make a vision board, get clear on what you want. Because now it's not time to be in fear. So you are moving to a time of expansion. So get clear on what you want with the vision board. Thank you so much for watching. I didn't get love messages. Let me get love messages. Oh my gosh. All right. What may they say to you? It's so hard to shuffle. I love everything you do. Yeah, wearing their hat on their sleeve. I'm aching for your touch. Oh my gosh, this person has been waiting. I want to tell you something. And these are both like blank, they're closed up, so I won't take those messages. Yeah, this person has something to tell you. They're wearing their hat on their sleeve. And it has been a long time coming, maybe with the I'm aching for your touch and the it's not the right time card that we had before. Thank you so much for watching. Now we're done. And I will see you in the next one. Bye!